Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Man, I'm just really interested in some jail time. Could I get just a little? And I don't know. If I don't get enough, I'll just go back.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John here with Jamie, and I get it. Sometimes jail feels like it might be a vacation.
Three hots and a cot, man. Just sleep your day away, eating whatever you're fed. Try not to get shanked.
That's the story of my life.
That's pretty much what I do at home. So
that's the story of my life. All right, man. What are we talking about today?
Yeah, so this is a story that happened out in San Bernardino County, California. On May 8th of this year, 2025, there was a man named Manuel Nunez Palomino, and he had been brought in on an outstanding misdemeanor traffic warrant. So he had a traffic stop, didn't show up to court, and there was a warning or a warrant put out for him. So he was put in jail on the 8th. On the 9th, he was released. But John, he would not be out for very long.
Nope, he wouldn't be on surveillance cameras. After he was leaving the jail, they had him on camera going through the sheriff's employee parking lot. What was he doing out there, man?
Yeah, so this would get him rearrested. When he got out there, he started walking car to car, pulling on the door handles to see which one might be unlocked.
So these are like personal vehicles, or are these like sheriff vehicles, like cop cars?
Yeah, these were personal vehicles belonging to people who worked for the sheriff's department. There's a deputy that was watching him do this via surveillance footage and saw him actually open a door where somebody was inside. The occupant, who was obviously scared, this was not an officer. This was somebody either that worked there or was getting a ride from somebody that worked there, started screaming and ordered him to get out of the car.
This is insane. I mean, like, legitimately, is this someone who's so institutionalized that they feel at home in jail and therefore when they get out, they got to find a way to get back in? Or is this just maybe not the world's so brightest star?
Yeah, it's a tough story. And either A, he did just want to get in trouble again and go back to jail, which it doesn't seem to be the case, or he thought this was an okay idea. We don't know whether he was trying to steal things from the cars or steal one of the cars itself. It sounds like a small-time thing, but obviously this guy has history. He was going car to car in an effort for attempted burglary, which he was charged with. And he was targeting people that worked at the sheriff's office. So in some ways that can look like, I don't know, like it was a personal vendetta or trying to get revenge on the cops that captured him and put him in jail. It's not a good look at all.
Whether it was or wasn't, you know, an intentional attack on those officers, I'm sure they're going to perceive it that way. So I'm sure his time in prison may not be the most lovely of times, but yeah, absolutely insane. This is not someone who is obviously living a healthy lifestyle. No one in a sound mind should want to go back to jail and to not even make it 100 yards off the property and already get arrested again.
And I think that's something that judges consider of how long were you able to be out before
37 seconds.
I mean, it was within a few minutes, literally. So I think when you talk about repeat offenders, if you can go several months without getting caught doing something, then that may look better than if you do it literally seconds after walking outside. So not a good look for this guy.
I wonder if that's the record for like the fastest reincarnation.
It's not the right word.
Reincarnation, but
no. Reincarceration?
Reincarceration.
I don't know. Like maybe people have been on their way out and gotten rearrested to attack somebody in the lobby. Maybe yeah. That, but once you get outside the building, I can't imagine it getting much shorter than this. But he was put back in jail in May. We haven't gotten a report about what happened to him, but he certainly needs help that he was not getting inside before. So hopefully he can get on the right track. But to do that immediately, I mean, it's almost like he wasn't even outside long enough to listen to an episode of True Crime to go.
Right. I mean, what does this guy have going on at home that he wants to go back to jail so bad?
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe his wife's the real problem.
Yeah. Next time on. No, that's an excellent point, though. And this has been a crime committed in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.